This week, come around 5 o'clock this Saturday, Paul McDonald will be done coaching basketball after a long, long career coaching. He joins us this morning. Morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us this morning on Last Notice before you have to go teach a class. But take us back to starting. You started coaching in Cotton, Minnesota?
I did. The Cotton Cardinals came back from South Dakota in the mid-'80s and coached there for a couple years. Had some good years there. My first game, a lot of people may remember the name Bill King, the longtime great coach for the Ore Braves. That was my first game back. And needless to say, he gave me a lesson. And then I moved on from there and went to Tower Sedan Golden Eagles. Spent a couple of years there. You're well familiar with the Lampa family.
Oh, yeah.
And Monty was my assistant. And Justin played for me there. And Josh and Davis were the water boys. So, you know, a lot of fun there. It's sort of interesting. And somebody asked me the question like that where I was before. And now both of those schools are no longer in existence. So maybe it's fitting that I take that path as well.
So, you know, we all know that your family is kind of a legendary basketball family, starting with your dad. And tell us a little bit about your other family members. You have many coaches, right?
Brothers? Oh, yes. At one time, all of us were coaching. The oldest in the family, Mike, has been at Cambridge now for 30-plus years. He won a state title out in Lyman, South Dakota, and then came back to Minnesota. And then I'm number two in line, and then number three is my sister Sue, who coached for a number of years. The girls at Crosby Ironton still teaches there. The boys were very, very good athletes. Bryce is now the head coach at East Ridge down in the cities, and Brock is Kenny Novak's assistant at Hopkins. So there's a lot there. My brother Tom, who falls next in line, is the head boys coach at Ely High School here. He's been here for almost 30 years. And then my sister Judy coached at Nashua Keewatin and down in Fairmont. She's currently living with her husband, works for Cargill and travel about every 3 or 4 years. They pack them up and move them somewhere. They're now in Columbus, Ohio. And then my youngest brother, the baby, is Joel, who's been at Hibbing since 1995.
My gosh, Paul, that's amazing. So tell us what it's like to grow up in a family like that. Was it inevitable that you were going to all be basketball coaches?
Well, you know, it's crazy thing about it. My dad always told us, if we want to make more money, don't go into teaching and coaching. But, you know, when you think about it, it's been such a way of life for us, and when you put it in perspective, I mean, the game has been awful good to all of us and our family, and it's just a sort of a natural mix for us to use basketball as a vehicle to help kids and to turn them into good, productive adults.
We're speaking with Paul McDonald from Vermilion Community College. He's going to be retiring from basketball after 29 years at Vermilion. Take us back to those first few years at Vermilion Community College. What was that like?
Well, the first year, there was two legends in their own minds. We're both coaching against each other, yourself and myself. When you were coaching the men at Itasca.
Yeah.
So it seems like a long, long time ago. But you know, you came in here and you sort of scramble around, and the league is a little bit different now than it was then. But, you know, I just look back in, you know, last Saturday when I had the last home game here in Ely. I mean, it was very, very touching to see a lot of people come from long distances away to be a part of, you know, and honoring me, and, you know, a lot of tears were shed, not only by myself, but people in the crowd. And, I mean, it's been fun. I've got no regrets. Everybody always told me, you'll know when it's time. And, you know, there was a chance for me to transition into something else, and I took the leap of faith to do that. And, you know, I'm going to still be around and helping kids and helping our next coach recruit a little bit and get them going in the right direction, or keep it going in the right direction, I should say. So it's been very, very memorable. You know, I thought I would come up here to Ely for a couple years, then try to climb the ladder, but I honestly think that this was my calling.
So one of the things that I will miss the most is the relationships, and I'm sure that's it's not necessarily all the wins and losses. It's the relationships you've had with kids and maybe perhaps that small way that you help them grow up during the course of their lives.
No, no question. I mean, it's all about the people. I mean, I always tell my guys when the game's over 24 hours from now, the only people that'll know if we won or lost are most of us, because some of us might even forget about it. So,
yeah,
you know, it's a chance. Life is competitive, and athletics is competitive. And if you can teach kids the skills and to use competitiveness in a positive way, I think it's a life skill that they can take on and use, whether they're parenting, working, whatever it happens to be.
So what's next for you?
Well, I ran for public office as a 4th District County Commissioner, and I was fortunate enough to win in November. So in January, I took that over. So I've sort of been juggling a few jobs here. But I've always been a proud Iron Ranger, and anything I can do to help the Iron Range is what I've been doing, even in the teaching and coaching part. And, you know, I left in 1976 after graduating from high school and swearing to never return. And then when I came back, I wonder why I ever left. And it's just a special place to live. And if I can help some people now in a different way as a county commissioner, that's my goal. So I'll continue to referee a little bit and get around and see some people and continue to bring positive energy and laughter wherever I go.
Yeah, you do a good job of that. And one thing for sure is finally your golf game will improve.
Well, either that or I'll get to a point where I'll quit because I can't get any better.
All right, Mac, thanks a lot.
I appreciate it. You take care. Have a good weekend.
All right, that's Paul McDonald, head coach at Vermilion Community College, a position he's held for 29 years, and Saturday will be his last game. It's the morning show on Northern Community Radio.